Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
May 8th, 2007. The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, a new feature on the Digital Story called Member Photo Gallery. Welcome back to another show. We are going to talk strictly about Virtual Camera Club business today, but it's going to be fun stuff. It's not going to be, hey, you know, you got to do this or you got to do that. It's dealing with a new feature that we have called Member Photo Gallery. It is alive right now. We can start playing with it today. I'm going to tell you all about it today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I wanted to do this. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about how it works and maybe where we can take it from here. So let's start out with what it is and why the heck did I want to do this. So what the Member Photo Gallery is, it's a place on the Digital Story. And, you know, when you go to the drop-down menu, the jump to menu that's on the home page, and you have, you know, where you can jump to grab shots or photo assignments and all that kind of stuff, you're now going to be able to jump over to Member Photo Gallery from there too. And it's a page on the Digital Story. And actually, the URL is very simple. It's, you know, www.thedigitalstory.com, our standard URL, /members. And when you go over there, you will be able to see photos by any of our members in our virtual camera club. Members will be able to post directly to the Digital Story, to get feedback, to show off the latest shots, all that kind of stuff. And they'll be able to go right on there anytime they want, up to 5 photos a week. Now, why would I do something like this? We already have grab shots. We already have the monthly photo assignment. Both of these are features that everyone seems to like quite a bit. And they're features that are going to persist. They serve a role in the Digital Story. The photo assignment is an opportunity for us to take a theme and really try to work it, just like someone gave us an assignment at a magazine or a newspaper or at school or whatever. So the photo assignment is, you know, a little bit of discipline, a little bit of creativity, where we're all kind of working on a theme, and it works really quite well. Grab shots are a whole different animal. Grab shots came out of the notion that the best camera in the world is the camera that you have with you when something interesting happens in the world. And hopefully, as Virtual Camera Club members, as fans of the Digital Story, one of the things that you've adopted, if you weren't already doing it earlier, was to bring your camera with you more often. Now, I would say bring it with you all the time. Do not step out of the door of your house or your apartment without some type of camera in your pocket or in your backpack. But I realize that, well, maybe I might be slightly fanatical about this. But I'm not. But anyway, I can acknowledge that some people might think I'm a little over the top when it comes to always having a camera with you. And believe me, I try to walk my own talk and have one with me whenever I'm out in the world, and I get some pretty good grab shots as a result. So grab shots came about that things happen in the world, and if we have our camera with us, sometimes we can capture those things, those slices of life, those moments. It could be, you know, at home, it could be out on the streets, it could be in a restaurant, it could be at work. Grab shots can happen anywhere, and hopefully we have our cameras with us. So they are serving a role, they are serving a function in the Digital Story, Virtual Camera Club, that I think a lot of us like and acknowledge. Now, the thing with both the photo assignment and grab shots are that these shots run through me. In other words, you know, grab shots, you send them in, I got a whole stack of them, I go through them, I try to pick The most interesting ones are the ones that fit, you know, whatever seems to be going on at the moment. And I do some calling there. I have intervention, and then I publish it. Same thing with photo assignment. I decide, you know, you send them to me. I decide when they're going to go live, and I publish them. So both of those go through me. So what I felt that we needed in our little club here was a way for members to communicate more directly with members. This is something that's been going on the Flickr website for some time, and Flickr actually plays a very important role in what we'll be doing here on The Digital Story, where folks can just post there, they can tag, they can comment, other people can comment on them, and so forth. And I felt like we needed something like that on The Digital Story. So if you had a shot that you weren't sure about, is this really as good a shot as I think it is? You could post it on the member photo gallery and say, what do you think? You know, what do you think about this shot? Is it a shot where maybe you have a couple shots that you're trying to decide which ones you like best? Is it a shot that you're just really proud of and it doesn't fit the grab shot mode and it's not part of a photo assignment and you just want to show it to other people and hear what they think about it? Is it a shot that, you know, maybe you just got a brand new lens or something and you go, you know, I love this lens or I love this new camera. I love this new tripod, you know, whatever. And you want to share it with other people and, you know, show it off. You know, it can be anything. It can be the smallest, you know, the slenderest slice of life. Or it can be just like, you know, the hottest thing you think you've ever done. And you want to get it in front of other people. You want to hear what other people think about it. And that's what the member photo gallery is about. Now, instead of me being the person that chooses the photos, I'm going to become the moderator of this gallery. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I'm going to enjoy it, right? Because I'm a fan, just like everyone else, of everyone else's shot. So I'm going to be enjoying, I'm going to be watching, I'm going to be keeping an eye on it. But I'm not going to have any direct hand in what goes on the site in this area and what doesn't. That's going to be up to you guys. Now, as I said earlier, you can submit up to 5 photos a week. So in order to keep me out of the loop, what we had to do was find some technology that would allow you to do that, that would handle, you know, the submission part, you know, manage the public group, a place where we could publish the rules, a place where I had controls over, you know, if someone's abusing this privilege that we have, that I can, you know, take them off the list and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we looked around and we went with Flickr. And, you know, I know we have a lot of Flickr members right now in The Digital Story, and for including myself, and for good reason. Flickr is a tremendous photo community. It's just a great site. It's really well done. And one of the things that Flickr allows you to do is create a public group on Flickr, and then they share their API, their technology, so that the action that happens there in that public group can show up on a website so that you can basically, you know, tunnel the activity of Flickr onto your own website. So the way that we're going to run the member photo gallery is that we have a public group on Flickr, and it's called the Digital Story Public Group. It's really easy to get to. It's www.flickr, and that's flickr.com/groups/the digital story. And that's the URL. Now, all of this, of course, is going to be posted on the site. So I'm just sort of telling you now so you kind of get the lay of the land. But all the links are going to be on the site. And we have this set up very nice so that it'll be very easy for you to get around. So when you click on that, that public groups, that Flickr link, it will take you over to Flickr. Now, if you're a member and you're already signed in as a Flickr member, then all you have to do is join the Digital Story public group. And that's the end of it. Once you do that, you can submit photos right there. We have, you know, rules, you know, the group rules that we'd like you to take a look at. We have an RSS feed there so that if you want to, you know, track the activity of this group in RSS, you can, you know, just receive that through this feed. You know, we have all this really nice functionality. And when you submit a photo to this public group, then after a little while, it's not instantaneous, but after an hour or so, then it shows up on the Digital Story site under the members area. So, you know, so if you're just a member of the Digital Story, if you're just going over the site to read the daily post and to check out the show notes for the podcast and all the other things that you do, now one of the things that you can do also is check out the latest member photos. They'll be showing right up on the member page. People that are submitting them are submitting them through Flickr, but they'll show up on the Digital Story site. They'll have their name, you know, who took the photo, and the date and so forth. And if you click on the photo, you will actually be able to comment on it and, you know, share your thoughts, and, you know, other people can, and we can actually get discussions going around these photos. Now, again, the back end is all handled by Flickr, but, you know, you can access the site and enjoy the site through the Digital Story right where you have all of your other Digital Story stuff going on. It's really going to be neat, and I encourage you to go over and take a look at it because I think you're really going to enjoy it. Now, if you're not already a member of Flickr, you can create an account for free, and it will always be free. So this is one of the reasons why we went down this road. We didn't want to do something that would cost folks money. You know, we've kept the Digital Story site. You know, it's a sponsored site, and we've, you know, we don't have any subscriptions or anything like that for members. And the Flickr runs the same way. You can become a Flickr Pro if you want, I think for $30 a year. And that gives you a whole lot more bandwidth and a whole lot more storage and all that kind of stuff. But the free account that comes with Flickr that you can sign up for today, become a member instantly, provides you with more than enough storage and bandwidth to participate on the member page for the Digital Story. So at the bottom of the page there, if you're not a member, you'll see, you know, sign in and create your free account. Just do that. Go ahead and create your free account, and then you can add your, you know, picture icon there and add a little profile information if you want. All, you know, give us a little bit of information, because what will happen is people will see your photo on the Digital Story, something that you've published there, and they'll want to learn more about you. And this is one of the nice things about having Flickr run the back end, is that, you know, you can have your profile there. You know, you can have, you know, your picture, the picture of you there if you want, or an icon that represents something that you really like. You can have all those kinds of goodies accompany this. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So once you're signed in and you have your free Flickr membership, then all you have to do is join, you know, the Digital Story public group. And then right away, you can start submitting photos. Literally, this whole process takes 15 or 20 minutes from start to finish. And that's if you're not a Flickr member already. If you're a Flickr member, and chances are you've probably already joined a public group or two, you know that that process takes just a couple minutes. But you can do everything from start to finish very quickly. And the next thing you know, you're up and running, and you have your photos flowing through the member page on the Digital Story. I want to talk a little bit about how we're going to run this thing, because really it's our public group. Initially, I was thinking that we would have it just wide open. Just anyone can join. Anyone can see what's going on. Anyone browsing around Flickr can, you know, run into this public group. And if they like what's going on there, you know, they can sign up and they can see what's going on. And we just leave it completely wide open. And that's the way we're starting out, and that's my inclination to stick with, at least for the time being. Now, the other option that I had, of course, is to make it a closed group where we do invite only. Now, in that way, we would have more control in terms of, you know, it would literally just be us in the virtual camera club. And what you would do then is I would say, hey, send me an email that you want to be added to this group. Give me your information. Make sure that you've already signed up for Flickr, and I will add you to our digital story group on Flickr. So that's the other route that we had. And, you know, if we decide as things are going on, as we sort of learn how this works and everything, that that's something that we want to do, we can always change our mind. I can always close the group and then switch it over to invite only. And then you would have to, you know, kind of re-up, so to speak. You'd have to send me a note to let me know that, you know, you want to keep going on it. But for now, I'm going to leave it open and I'm going to see what happens. That kind of leads to a couple things. One of the things that I think is really important is the tone of the discussions that we have around our photos. This has been up until this point, and I see no reason why it would change. This has been a very positive, supportive virtual camera club. In other words, when people comment, they're usually trying to be constructive. They're usually trying to add information or saying, yeah, I've got that too. I like it. Or I tried it. It didn't work for me. But, you know, it's always been a nice high-level conversation, and I really want to keep that going. As people submit their photos for discussion, I want to be constructive. I want to be courteous. That doesn't mean that you have to, you know, if it's a photo you don't like, that you have to say you love it. I mean, I'm not encouraging, you know, false flattery here and dishonesty. We don't want that at all. But I think if there is something about the photo that you think needs improvement, then, you know, be very kind and be very constructive in your thoughts around that. And then also, you know, mention the parts, the aspects of the photo that you like. And let's have a nice high-level conversation here. I think if we do that, we are going to have something that is very special on the web. I've been in web publishing, serious web publishing, since 1999. I've had my own site since 96, but I've been working with O'Reilly Media and web publishing since 99, and I have seen just about everything that you can see on the web. And one of the things that I sometimes don't like about the web is because of its anonymity, because, you know, I can't actually see you when you're commenting on something, a comment to a story, or participating in a forum, then somehow you feel like, you know, and this is not for our virtual camera club members at all. This is things that I've seen over the years. People sometimes feel like that they can, you know, really be rude and sometimes just be downright disgusting. And, you know, that's what I call the darker side of the web, where, you know, people sort of hide behind, you know, its shield and behave in ways that they wouldn't behave if they were sitting across the table from a person, looking them in the eye. We haven't had that to this point on the digital story. We have had something, you know, since this thing started a year and a half ago, we have had something that I just think is just fabulous and positive. And, you know, the reason why I enjoy spending my time working on this thing, and I put a fair amount of time into it, is because I feel great. It's exciting to me. I love the work, and I love the people that are a part of this, and I love looking at their photographs and listening to their comments and reading their email. I think this member photo gallery is going to make that better. I do. I think we're going to get more people involved. People who haven't been able to because, you know, the photo assignment might not be quite the right thing for them, or they don't have something that fits into the category of grab shots, but they have photos that they want to share and they want to talk about. And I think this is going to bring more people that are maybe right now lurking in our virtual camera club, bring them into the limelight with those of you that have been very active. And I find that really exciting. I think that's going to be fabulous. You know, I'm sitting on a whole bunch of grab shots right now that I haven't been able to publish that I think are very good shots. And, you know, now those photos and photos like those can see the light of day. They're great shots. You know, there's no reason at all why they shouldn't be on the site. But now they can see the light of day because they don't have to fit into this thing that's published only once a week, maybe sometimes twice a week. You know, we're talking about one person can put, you know, up to 5 photos a week in the member photo gallery. So this is a whole different thing that I think is going to encourage more participation and more of that sort of thing that I've always wanted to do, like at a real camera club meeting, where you have a gigantic tack board and people are putting up their photos and other people are walking around and looking at them and talking about them and all that kind of stuff. I think that we can do that on this site in sort of a virtual way, using the power of the web. Now, in terms of the types of photos that we're talking about for submission, I just say use common sense. You know, I say a photo that would generally be considered by the general public to be acceptable is absolutely fine for the member photo gallery for the digital story. But if it's something that, you know, you wouldn't want to show your sister, or you wouldn't want to show someone that was a close friend of yours, it's probably not right for this either. So just use common sense, you know, use published photos that, you know, all of us as artists and photographers would generally consider to be, you know, photos that we're interested in looking at. And the stuff on the very fringes, let's avoid that because I do have the power to take a photo down if I need to. I don't have the power to ban someone from the group if they just consistently publish things or say things that are just very much out of line, and I will. You know, this is the thing. Unlike when I maybe work for O'Reilly and so forth and have to look at the world through O'Reilly's eyes and so forth, I don't have to do that here. At the Digital Story, you know, I have a very clear idea about what I think this is and that we're all part of. And it's something for people who are passionate about photography and who want to share it with other people. And to me, the power of that comes, you know, in this positive surge forward where we sort of all help each other get better. And if there's someone that, you know, is running counter to that spirit, I don't really have a problem at all with, you know, not letting them participate, because it's, and the end of the day, you know, this is a group that has, you know, a mission, and I want to stick to that mission. So I don't think I'm going to have to do that, though. I'll be very surprised if this is something that we see a lot of abuse in, more than just the occasional person who wanders in, and then we'll help wander out if he or she isn't really serious about photography, but, you know, has another agenda that, you know, runs counter to what we're doing. So just use common sense when you post, and I think everything will be absolutely fine. This is a place to experiment. This is a place to try different types of photography and get feedback on things that maybe are outside of your normal comfort zone. So, you know, don't be afraid to show us something, you know, different, and don't be afraid to try something new. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I want to make sure that we run something here that any of us would be happy and proud to show any of our friends this area. So that's what that part's all about. So where do we go from here? This thing is up. We're ready to go. I think people will start submitting photos really soon, and we'll get to take a look at it. And so where do we go after that? Well, I don't know. I think, you know, what we ought to do is, you know, give this thing a spin, kick the tires a little bit, see how it serves us in terms of us sharing photos and talking about each other's photos, see how well that works, and then let's figure out what we want to do next. And I think, you know, that part is really exciting. And as you get ideas, you know, let me know. I might open up a forum, you know, there as part of the Flickr public group on the Digital Story. You know, we can have conversations run there. You can send me email. I'll keep you posted on the Digital Story site about new things that we're doing with this, new functionality that we're adding. I'll also run posts on just how to use it in general, just how to do this or how to do that. So there'll be lots of helpful tips. So make sure you pay attention to the regular daily web blog posts on the Digital Story, because there'll be lots of stuff to help you, you know, use this area to its fullest extent. And then we'll just step back and take a look at it and see what we think and decide what we want to do from there. Now, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors, because in a way, you know, they're helping us make all this possible. Expo Disc from Expo Imaging, and they make the fabulous custom white balance tool that I use all the time. And they have a tile right there on the Digital Story, and you can click on it and go right over to expodisc.com and see all the good stuff that's going on there. And then also the good folks over at Boinks Software, B-O-I-N-X, the makers of Photomagico, the best slideshow software in the world, only on a Mac. And they, too, are sponsors of the Digital Story. They, too, have a tile that you can click on and go over to their site and read all about it. I encourage you to support both of these sponsors. They both make terrific products. That's why they're on the Digital Story. And they're helping us build new things like this member photo gallery. All right, well, give it a spin. Let's see what we can do here. Let's have some fun with this. Let's see the pros and cons, and then we'll check back in next week for another episode of the Digital Story. Post some pictures now. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.